hard-fought game, you know, by both teams in all three phases. You know, we're able to get, I wouldn't say momentum, but we were able to get the lead, and, you know, then we didn't make enough plays to keep the lead, or we had an opportunity at the end of the game to win it. We weren't able to do that. And credit to New England, obviously. You know, they made the plays to win the game for themselves, and, you know, they're a great team, and, you know, I like the way our guys fought. It's a locker room, obviously. There's a lot of pain, you know, you just hurt inside. I'm hurting, the coaches are hurting, the players obviously are hurting, I'm sure our fans are hurting. You know, but a lot of guys on this team have gutted it out all year, they gutted it out today. It's great quality, guys are playing, you know, banged up and playing, you know, extremely hard, and the reason why they're doing it is playing for each other. And I think that's why early in the year I said I thought this team could be special. You know, we fell short. But hopefully we'll start again and build on that characteristic of playing for each other. And hopefully we can maintain that in our team.
Doug, you're up with most of the game, also with 6 minutes to go. Did the thought creep in your mind that you're going to win this game?
I was just trying to play it play by play, down by down. That's what kind of how we talked to the players about, you know, knowing that there'd be swings in adversity and things like that during the game. You know, I thought, you know, one of the things, when, you know, we got the first down and we got the delay, you know, that hurt us a little bit there. You know, you don't want to, you know, have those things happen after a timeout. But, you know, then we had some penalties that, you know, led to scores, you know, from them. You know, that kind of happened. But I think, you know, we talked to the players about playing it, you know, play by play and, you know, throughout the game. So my thought process was just win the down, win the play.
Any regrets about not using your two timeouts that you had in the first half to maybe try to get in the field goal range? Or did you just feel, hey, we're getting the second half kickoff?
I was thinking more of the second half kickoff, and, you know, they had come down, and, you know, we were a little bit, you know, we had to make some adjustments going into halftime. You know, I wanted to make sure that we've got that done, and then just going there knowing that we were getting the ball back.
Did Blake give you everything you needed out of him today?
I think when you look at the team and you haven't won, you know, obviously we all want more from everyone, including myself. So I think it's difficult. It's obviously, by the game, it's not, you know, one play or one player or anything like that. It's, you know, there was a team effort, you know, out there today. We, you know, played hard and came up short. I don't think you can really look at anything and say, oh, that really swung it this way or swung it that way, because we still had opportunities to win.
Doug, is it too early to ask, but I'll ask anyway. The end of this game, the way that it all ended, do you take that into next year as motivation towards what you do?
No, I don't know. The players might say that now. I'm kind of a little bit old school when it comes down to, you know, I never look, you know, the season before or anything of that nature. I always think you got to start from scratch. You got to start from the bottom, start building the foundation. You know, every year's a new year. People come in, people go. You know, and then you just got to start bringing the team together and start training. So that's how I view, you know, that step, which is down the road.
After their first drive, Doug, what did you guys do defensively to hold them in check for most of that first?
They hit us on a couple of wheels. You know, they hit the two wheels. You know, we had to, you know, make some adjustments. They were able to uncover some of our, you know, cover stuff, and, you know, Wash and the defensive staff, even the players. You know what I'm saying? They were all on the same page of what we needed to for adjustment wise. And we were able to make that adjustment, and that, and obviously those plays didn't hurt us as much down the road. The first, you know, they hit the two wheels on the first series.
You guys had much more success when Blake was throwing on first down. Any regrets, particularly after you got the turnover and still had the 10-point lead, not maybe pushing that envelope a little bit more?
Well, I mean, you could always go back and look at that, but, you know, the coverage started to change a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And we just wanted to make sure that, you know, we were just being successful. We wanted to keep with it, thinking that we're going to pop one of these runs, you know what I'm saying, and keep going with it. And then, you know, obviously we didn't pop enough, you know what I'm saying, especially in the second half.
Doug, you mentioned the delay. How did that operation get out of whack for you guys?
Yeah, I just started a timeout. We just lost track of it. You know.
How impressed were you? Corey Grant got more involved today. How much of an impact did he make on those?
We knew we wanted to put him in there and put him on the perimeter. It was our way of getting the ball outside. You know, without, you know, obviously we had a good toss. You know, we missed one earlier, had to hit one later on with Leonard. But, you know, we were kind of viewing that as a way to get the ball outside and put Corey out there.
I know it's hard to kind of try to put in perspective in the moment, but, you know, three victories and you come a few plays from going to the Super Bowl, and you kind of try to put that in perspective?
I think it's hard, you know what I'm saying, when you just come in, you know, right from the field, you know what I'm saying, in here. I think if you think about it, probably the more I think about it, the more it'll hurt, you know, in a more it'll weigh on my mind, you know, about what you could have done better. I mean, as everyone in that room right now, everyone in that locker room is thinking, you know, what could we have done a better job of, you know what I'm saying, to win the game? I mean, you know, so it's tough. I mean, you know, I mean, it, you know, outside of, God forbid, someone passing away that you feel, you know, close to, I mean, this is probably as close a pain that you'll have, you know. This is the pain that you deal with when you lose football games. Something that we've got to deal with, and it hurts, and it stays with you for a long time.
All right. Any consideration of punting there on 4th and 15 toward the end?
Yeah, it was when the 4th and 18. If it was incomplete, you know, Ryan, it's about a 10 to 11% chance of making that first down. And we had the 3 timeouts. Then we were able to get a little bit more yardage. It kind of goes up a little bit, set 18%. I thought we had a good play call and a good shot at it. So I wound up going for it and having the timeouts there. Just know I had a further distance to go. So, you know, we had that conversation, you know what I'm saying, during that period of time.
Coach, what did Brady do in the fourth quarter that he wasn't doing the rest of the game? He's done this before. He's won games like this, did it last year in the Super Bowl. What did he do in the fourth quarter that he wasn't able to do the early part of the game?
The early part of the game?
Yeah.
The early part of the game, we just, you know, they just, you know, we were able to make some plays, you know what I'm saying, to keep them out. And I think later in the game they were able to make more of those plays. You know, I made some nice plays, and, you know, we had some penalties that helped them a little bit. I think they had one penalty for the whole game. I think we had like 9. So, but, you know, the team like New England, I'm not, you know, they take advantage of that stuff, you know, when you give them, you know, that type of yardage. So, you know, we all know he's a great quarterback, and they have a lot of good people around him, and, you know, they made some plays. It wasn't like there was guys wide open, you know. Miles's play, he's right there. We can't make a play on that, you know, and things of that nature. A couple great catches. You know, Amendola made a great catch coming across the middle, you know, had his hand underneath the ball, which was outstanding. But, you know, that's what those guys do, and they do it very well, and that's why, you know, they're moving on.
As strong as you guys have been on third and long, you know, on especially third and long, to see a 3rd and 18 conversion.
10% to 11%. I've already answered. Yep, I talked about it. Go ahead. What was it?
I apologize. That wasn't.
That's all right.
The Patriots converted that 3rd and 18.
Yeah, that hurts. You know what I'm saying? That was a good play, and, you know, we're hoping that the rush gets to him. You know, the times that, you know, a rush wasn't able to get to him. You know, and you know, gave him some time back there. You know, when he has time back there with those receivers and everyone, then they're able to do that. So, you know, times we were able to get a little pressure, a little rush, and things, you know, we had a shot, and then when we didn't, you know, and that goes back to the point of everyone, you know, trying to do a little bit better job along the line everywhere. That's how we all feel.